normal family morning. I actually woke Reed up. He wanted me to wake him up in particular because he wanted to get up and warm up his voice. And I wouldn't say he had breakfast or lunch. He probably had brunch. And I made him a sandwich. I remember I made him a sandwich that day, and he liked turkey and Gruyere cheese and pears. And so I made him that and toasted it all up for him. And I got helped Lucas get ready for his lacrosse game. And we had just put in a pool. And that morning, my husband put the hose in the pool, so we'd never filled it up. And we talked about Reed's birthday being May 21, and it was the end of school. That was going to be the last day of school that year. And I told him that we could have a party for him for his birthday and last day of school, and we could have a bunch of friends over, and they could christen the pool and all that. So I know we had all those conversations that morning, and Reed came downstairs, and he was dressed in his suit and tie and had on his bolo hat on, and I had him sing the two songs for me. So he sang On the Street Where You Live, which is from My Fair Lady, and he sang the bars of it, and then he sang You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone. And I was standing in the kitchen listening to him, and he sang that song, and I started to tear up. And he's like, don't worry about it, Mom. And then he got on the computer, and then my dad came in, and he and I chatted across the counter in the kitchen. And then Reed said, Mom, you're going to be late. And I really didn't want to go to Lucas's lacrosse game, and Lucas knew that. I wanted to go to Reed's audition. And Reed said, you're going to be late. You better get going. So I gave him a kiss on the cheek, and I said, I love you. Good luck. And he said, I love you too. And I didn't know that that would be the last time that we would speak, or that those would be the last words I would hear him say. So I drove to the lacrosse game, and I got there, and I was in the parking lot, and I was walking toward the stadium, and a mom was coming out, and she said, they canceled the game. I said, what do you mean they canceled the game? She said, because of lightning. And we looked around. We literally looked up and looked around in the sky, and it was blue, and I said, what? She said, yeah, they canceled the game. And I said, well, I'm going to go to Reed's audition. And so Lynn and Lucas were walking out. I waited on them. Poor Lucas was so upset because they'd canceled his game. He was 12 at the time. And I said, I'm sorry, bud. I'll see you later. I got in the car, and I drove to the Jewish Community Campus